From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes attacking pro-government Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed the strikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the huge impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Mr. Trump has been aggressively defending his threat to impose those tariffs.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Trump tariff plans are absolutely unacceptable. The European Union also stung by Trump's plan, as evidenced by European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker's warning that the EU could respond by taxing American-made products such as bourbon, blue jeans, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Burkina Faso's president urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military one day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and culture center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The group of support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility for the attacks in a message cited by Mauritania's Al-Akhbar news agency. The group, a fusion of three Malian jihadist groups with previous Al-Qaeda links, have been behind several high-profile attacks against civilian and military forces. This is VOA News.